Well, this is not mission difficult, Mr. Hunt. It's mission impossible.
Welcome back to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris. We're back.
Yes. Long break. Good to be back. Long break. Good to be back.
Yeah. We wrapped the first movie. We are in the middle of recording the second movie now, and this is our trailer breakdown. So if we're doing the trailer breakdown, that means we're getting close to actually releasing episodes, right?
Yes. Very close.
Yeah. We're going to be releasing in February. This is going to come out when you guys hear this. Obviously, it's the middle of January. So in a month, we'll be releasing the insanity of the 2000 John Woo directed Mission Impossible 2 will come into everybody's ear holes as we talk about it.
Yeah.
Before we get into all that, because we're going to break this thing down minute by minute. So there's no reason to go over all the things we're going to talk about. Let's talk about just the trailer now. Did this trailer come out in 1999?
It came out in Memorial Day weekend, 2000.
Okay. Well, that's prime placement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the big movie of that summer.
It doesn't seem like it's the big movie of that summer because this trailer is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start there.
Yeah. This trailer is one of those trailers that is like, how do I put it? It's the perfect 90s trailer, which meant most 90s trailers were awful. We hadn't gotten into the age of trailers yet where we are now, the trailer was one of those things where it really didn't give away too much of the movie, but it really didn't tell you a whole lot about the movie other than there's a lot of weird, weird action in it.
You say it's not like the trailers. Like, I mean, we saw Suicide Squad trailers and we're like, this movie's going to be awesome. And it wasn't awesome because the trailer was so good.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're in a place where trailers are so good that they amp the movies, but they got a lot to live up to. And I mean, we were lucky that, I think as the Mission Impossible trailers go along, up until Fallout, they got better as they went. And I think especially the teaser trailers for each of the movies is really, really good. Like, I think the Mission Impossible 3 has a really great teaser trailer. Ghost Protocol has a great teaser trailer, and Fallout has probably the best teaser trailer out of all of these Mission Impossible films. But this
Let's not talk about the good ones. Let's talk about the really bad one that this one is. It starts with Paramount logo, and the Paramount logo like swings like 360 around the back of it. What's that from? That's not in the movie.
No, that was specifically for this trailer.
Oh, what a waste of money.
Because this trailer is actually an elongation of the teaser that came out in 99 that was attached to Sleepy Hollow. Basically, that teaser was just the opening bit with him climbing the wall, the rock wall.
Which was originally the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. And it basically is that up into the point where he puts on the glasses and then they do a couple quick flashes of the motorcycle chase and the gunfire, but nothing significant like this trailer has. And then it ends with him throwing the glasses and exploding. And that was the teaser. And I remember people got psyched about that. And this trailer did actually do a great job because this movie opened up extremely well opening weekend of Memorial Day. And it had a huge opening. It was actually, was the highest grossing Mission Impossible film up until this past summer.
It doesn't earn it. It's funny that I think it was based on the goodwill of the first movie and the internet not being a huge, in 2000, you weren't able to say, oh, this, maybe don't see this one in the theaters, maybe wait. So it helped, at least it helped the franchise. We probably wouldn't have gotten a third.
Exactly. I think that this one, this trailer more than anything, like I said, is the prime example of 90s, early 2000 trailer, and that this is the way all trailers wanted to be, which is sad. But it really got people going with the music and everything like that. This is even before Fast and the Furious started.
This trailer, my takeaway from this trailer is hair.
Yeah.
Ethan's hair is center stage in this trailer. It's glorious. We'll talk about it in the episodes. We love it. And everything is in, he's wearing black leather almost the entire movie, except when he's climbing. And then it's also the Sir Anthony Hopkins sizzle reel.
Yes, it really is. It's like all his best parts.
It's 90% of what Anthony Hopkins did.
It makes you go, movie. Wow, Anthony Hopkins is in this movie.
That's going to be great. That's then you go see awesome. It and you're like, he's in one scene?
Yeah. I also think that the trailer was really playing off of, and maybe the movie as a whole was playing off of the whole Matrix thing with the black leather and the slow-mo action and everything.
There are so many slow-mo shots. Yeah. As a joke, I started counting them, and then I went, well, that's six, so no, I'm going to stop counting.
I'm done, exactly. But, you know, I think more than anything, it may not be a good Mission Impossible, maybe the worst Mission Impossible trailer there is, but it's a great John Woo trailer.
It's a great John Woo trailer. Here's the thing about this trailer, though. I don't understand why there's so many push-ins, and they zoom in on the footage they have. I went and looked. These
shots aren't like that in the film. Yeah.
No, they're not. And they have these like white-out transitions where mm-hmm. they like fades to white and then goes to the next thing. And also, there's like three songs
on top of each other. Yeah, it's like crazy. I mean, it really is like the trailer version of a Limp Bizkit video. It's crazy.
And as we all know, that's not good.
No. But in 1999 to early 2000, it was a good thing. That's what's scary.
Can you believe? And at the end of the trailer, the way it wraps up is they put the film in reverse.
Yeah.
And they have the glasses fly back into his hands from exploding. I don't
even understand that.
That's, and it says this at the end is like, this message will self-destruct. And I'm like, that's not even this is the first draft.
No, exactly.
First draft trailer. So,
and what's interesting is that the big money shot in the original teaser was the motorcycle, the one wheel motorcycle spin where he, you know, pushes forward on the motorcycle on that first, the front wheel and then spins it around with the gun. That was the big money shot. And here it's like, it's nothing compared to the rest of the movie that they're showing.
I'd have been okay with just the shots on the mountain in slow motion and then maybe a motorcycle. Like, it'd be great if he just goes spinning by the camera. Like, you just see him on a motorcycle, like, spinning. I'd be like, all right, I have to see this movie.
That was the teaser. That's basically what the teaser was. It was that him on the mountain doing that thing and falling. And then that bicycle, that shot of him spinning with the bike. That was really the teaser. And so it made people go, yeah, I want to see that, you know, but this is kind of overindulgent, you know, when you look at the movie.
I mean, I was going to see this movie without this trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
This trailer would not, if I was a new person to this, I'm like, oh, I hadn't seen the first one. I didn't know they made a Mission Impossible movie. They're making a second one. I would have probably not have, this wouldn't have won me over, I don't think.
You think? I was working in a theater when this one came out, and the audience reaction was just nuts. I would go into the theater when it was playing in front of a movie, and I remember the audience just loving it. And that's
crazy. We were simpler people then. So pre 9/11.
Pre 9/11, pre 2018.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Exactly. Pre internet. I mean, you know, we also thought, you know, we all loved that Phantom Menace trailer, which is still a great trailer, but yeah, I mean, but yeah, I mean, this was one of those trailers that I remember it being considered one of the better trailers of the year, which is crazy.
Yeah. What other trailers came out?
They had the first teaser for Hannibal, if you remember that one, which was just basically the shots of the birds coming together to make Hannibal's face. And then
what about X-Men?
We had that first X-Men trailer, which nobody really liked, which came out in February. But then the second X-Men trailer was much better, and it really got people going.
You got Frequency. You got Bounce. Oh, Bounce. Bounce. Wow, I haven't thought about that movie in a long time.
Oh, yeah. You had the trailer for, what was the other one? Titan A.E. was the other thing, the animated film. And Dinosaur. Okay. So, I mean, come on.
We're,
you know.
We're a little jaded now. We're in kind of a golden age of not movies, but just, like, I mean, TV shows are so good now.
I know. I mean, we hadn't had a real superhero movie, and at that point, we had Blade, I think, as the example of a superhero movie. So when we got the X-Men trailer, I think that was, you know, and this was sort of the pinnacle of movie trailers for that year.
Well, let's talk about what we got in store this year. Yeah. For this season. This season, we're going to be doing a lot of episodes with some of your favorite guests are coming back.
Yeah.
Some new guests. We're going to have a lot of new guests. We're also going to have some people that are not Movies by Minutes hosts. We're going to be having people that also do Mission Impossible podcasts.
Yeah.
People that talk about it. We're going to have writers who write reviews about movies, movie reviewers. So we're going to have an interesting mix of people on this year. We got people on that have never seen this one and have only seen like the current one. So they're like, oh, we go back and they're like, oh, what is this craziness?
Yeah. I mean, there really is a divide in the sense that there's a lot of people I've talked to that have only seen three through or even four through Fallout, and that's
or
it.
Or maybe one. Maybe one because it's literally the default. Because it's Brian De Palma. Also, you're going to get a crowd of people that go see a Brian De Palma film. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean, because you like Brian De Palma, doesn't mean you like John Woo.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that was the trick to me about these films, is that, you know, the changing of directors means that you could lose an audience from film to film, you know?
And to Joe American, they didn't all know who John Woo was. Middle America probably had heard the name, but weren't familiar with any of his movies.
No.
So when they saw this trailer, like, oh, there are a lot of explosions and a lot of slow motion.
I remember there was a trailer at one point that said from the director of Face Off, and that was enough to really get people going. They didn't have to say from John Woo, because I know there was a version of this one at one point that said, you know, from the director of Face Off, and that in and of itself was a big selling point at that point, because Face Off was about 2 years old, I think, maybe three.
Yeah, and at this point, we're also getting a lot of action movies were becoming a real thing. Because even that first, as we've talked about, we'll talk about this season, that first movie is a spy movie.
Oh, yeah.
First Mission Impossible movie. This movie's an action movie.
This is a full-blown action movie. Yeah, this isn't even a spy movie as far as, I mean, in the sense that it's trying to be Notorious. Other than that, you know.
Now if you watch all the current ones, this level of insanity continues. So we're all kind of used to it. But at this point, these movies had not gone this way. So
no, this was all new. This was,
and I think you're right. I think this directly relates to The Matrix, and that audiences were ready for just crazy visuals and ready for a higher sense of dread and action
and sensory assault.
We'd grown. We wanted motorcycles to fight each other. We wanted crazy stuff to happen. I think because we were all tired of the regular car chases.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I know. I was.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, we had just come off of, I think the last big car chase movie was Ronin, which came out the 2 years before, and that was like at that point that was like the big car chase, so you couldn't really surpass that at the time. At least with technology as it was then. So, you know, they upped it to the motorcycles.
Well, I'm excited for the season. I'm excited because I have only watched this movie a few times, and I have not watched it except for watching it for this podcast this time. So I'm not as steeped in it. I remember not liking it that much. So we'll see where we go as the year goes.
Yeah, and I'm on the opposite, and I've seen it so many times, and I actually do really love it, that it'll be interesting.
It's a real he said kind of thing.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, that's what makes good pod. Exactly. Us arguing about what's funny. Well, I'm excited about this, Chris. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We got new music by Scott Toff. It's so good. So I'm excited for you guys to hear that
on February 18th.
If you'd like to talk to us before then, come over to the Facebook group of the Impossible Minute Force, or talk to us on Twitter at Min Impossible, M-I-N Impossible. And we'll see you
February 18th for the start of
Mission Impossible 2, Minute Impossible Season 2. We got to come up with a better
MI2. Way to say that. That's what it was called. MI2.
Yeah, MI2. MI2. We're excited. Until then, until next month, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
This trailer will self-destruct.
And then backwards.